Trevor, it's Psalm Gedalia, and I want to just talk with you about Psalm Gedalia, about the makor for it, and about the reason why we fast, and consequently, I think there's some implications for our entire Aseret Yemei Teshuvah. The source of Psalm Gedalia is found in Yirmiyahu Perek Mem and Perek Mem Aleph primarily. The story basically goes that Nevuzradan frees Yirmiyahu HaNavi. Yirmiyahu HaNavi is in some sort of prison, and he's freed by Nevuzradan. Nevuzradan gives him a choice. Where do you want to go? Do you want to go to Bavel to be with the rest of the Jews? Do you want to go back to Eretz Yisrael, where Gedalia is serving as governor? And Yirmiyahu HaNavi decides that he's going to return to Eretz Yisrael. He decides that's where he wants to go. He wants to go to Gedalia, according to one source, because Gedalia's father, it's Gedalia ben Achikam, his father Achikam, had saved Yirmiyahu. That's found earlier in Yirmiyahu in Perek Chavvav. Additionally, Yirmiyahu's major message to Klal Yisrael again and again and again is to remain in Eretz Yisrael, not to go to the Gola. So therefore, Yirmiyahu returns to Gedalia. And the story goes in the Navi that there are a bunch of people who come to Gedalia. There's a whole list of names that's given in Pasuk Ches. There's Yishmael ben Netanya, Yochanan, Yonasan ben Kareach, Sraya ben Tanchumes, etc. A whole bunch of people come to Yirmiyahu. Excuse me, a whole bunch of these people come to Gedalia. And Gedalia says, listen, don't be worried about Bavel, don't be worried, and everything will be okay. Stay in Eretz Yisrael, everything will be fine. And what happens is that the Jews come, they begin to gather to Gedalia, and things are seem to be establishing. Seems like Klal Yisrael is to some extent, to a limited extent, the Jewish people are back in Eretz Yisrael, a larger group of Jews is there, etc. What happened is that Yochanan ben Kareach then comes to Gedalia, and he says that, Baalis, the king of Ammon, sent Yishmael ben Netanya to kill you. Yishmael ben Netanya is out to kill you, and Gedalia doesn't believe him. Then Yochanan ben Kareach comes back, and he says to Gedalia, listen, right? He whispers to Gedalia, it's Baseser. He says, let me kill Yishmael ben Netanya, and no one's going to know. Why should you die? And why should there'd be all of Klal Yisrael of Yehuda be dispersed, and the Avda She'eris Yehuda? Why should that happen? So Gedalia says to Yochanan ben Kareach, he tells him, you know what? Don't do that. Don't kill Yishmael. Ata says hadavar hazeh, ki sheker ata dover el Yishmael. You're spreading lies about Yishmael ben Netanya. And what happens was, in Perek Mem Aleph, Yishmael ben Netanya comes and he kills Gedalia and he kills many, many people, and it's a terrible tragedy. And the Rambam's expression, Nichba, the last embers of Klal Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael, is extinguished. Now, the Gemara in Nida and Daf Samach Aleph, the Gemara in Nida says that Lashon Hara, even though there's an Isser to accept it, right, the Chofetz Chaim, right at the beginning of the Shmiras HaLashon, there's an Isser to accept Lashon Hara based on the pasuk called Sisa Shem Hashav. But Lamecha Shleim Abaya, you have to be concerned. So if someone says Lashon Hara about a person, you have to be worried that maybe that person is actually involved in machinations to get you, whatever it is. Lamecha Shleim Abaya. That's what the Gemara says. And the Gemara derives from the pasuk in Perek Mem Aleph, when the pasuk speaks about that there is this pit where Yishmael ben Netanya killed these people, and it's the pit that Gedalia had dug, so to speak. That's the pasuk, right? Yishmael ben Netanya, he goes and he puts all these people in the pit, and it's like it's a pit that Gedalia dug. What do you mean Gedalia dug it? How did Gedalia dig it? Right? It doesn't really make sense. Right? Gedalia is the victim. How did he dig it? The answer the Gemara says is because Gedalia, Lamecha Shleim Yeboya, he should have been concerned with the report that Yochanan ben Kareach presented, that Yishmael ben Netanya is out to get him. And because he wasn't choishish for that, so therefore, that's what led to Yishmael ben Netanya killing Gedalia and killing so many people. So to some level, Gedalia is responsible. That's what the Gemara says. Lamecha Shleim Yeboya. Now, it's interesting that the Chofetz Chaim writes there in Perek Vav, Chofetz Chaim writes that even though we say Lamecha Shleim Yeboya, Lamecha means you have to be concerned, but you're not supposed to accept it. Chofetz Chaim argues that there's a separate issue of Kabbalah's Lashon Hara, and therefore you shouldn't accept what they're saying, and consequently, you have to treat this person with all the halachos of a Yisrael Kasher. This didn't chayshet b'ksheirim, etc. Treat this person all the rules of Yisrael Kasher. But even though you're doing that, at the same time, lamecha shleim abaya. At the same time, you have to try to protect yourself. What would emerge in the Chafetz Chaim is the iser that was done is not that Gedalia did not tell Yochanan ben Kareach to kill Yishmael ben Netanya, that was proper. Don't kill him. But Gedalia should have had his arms up. Gedalia should have been paying greater attention, and he should have made sure that he himself is not hurt. But he should not have accepted the statement. L'mecha shleim abaya, just be choshesh, but don't be makabel. That's the Chafetz Chaim. If you look at some of the later Svarim, and the Chalkas Bin Yamin and the Chafetz Chaim and others, they point out that no, it doesn't make any sense. How is it I should protect myself and still not accept it as being true in any way? Chofetz Chaim writes, don't even accept it as being a suffix truth. Can't accept it in any way. It's very, very hard to understand, to accept that statement of the Chofetz Chaim. Be it as it may, why is it that Gedalia did not accept what Yochanan ben Kareach is saying? How come Lameisa, Gedalia is presumably an Orthodox Jew? How come Gedalia didn't accept? How come he didn't do this halacha of Lamecha Shleim Meboya? So if you look in the Mesilas Yesharim, in Perek Chof, Mesilas Yesharim writes that Gedalia's Aveira was too much frumkeit, so to speak. Gedalia was machmir al atzmo. He said, listen, the Isser of Lashon Hara is very serious. I'm going to be machmir, not even Lamecha Shleim. I'm going to treat Yishmael ben Netanya with such a cheskes kashrus. I'm going to be machmir, and therefore, that's why Gedalia did not listen to anything that Yochanan ben Kareach is saying. The Messiah Yisham continues that Chumras led to Chorben Habayis Rishon with the episode or the extinguishing of the last embers of Bayis Rishon with the killing of Gedalia. And Chumras also led to the Chorben Bayis Sheni. And Vasanuso Shel Zechariah ben Avkulos, Hechrivas Beisenu, Sarfas Hecholenu. The additional Anova of Zechariah ben Avkulos, he says, you can't be Matum on Bekodesh, and people are going to say Matum on Bekodesh, you deserve to die, whatever it is. That's what led to the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash. I think when we take this into account, we realize that the lesson that some Gedalia is not just that Gedalia Mises Tzadikim. That's, of course, the lesson. The Gemara Rashon Yudches says that's the lesson. But there's an additional lesson based on this Mesilas Yesharim. The lesson is that when you have Chumras, you have to make sure you have to be Mechashev Schar Mitzvah Keneged Hafseda. And don't have a Chumrah that could lead to a very terrible place. At this time of year, during Ases Yimei Tshuva, right, we do what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Even if we're not Machmir and Pas Palter, Kol HaShono, during Ases Yimei Tshuva, we are Machmir. And that's a very important thing. It says in Shulchan Aruch. But you have to realize that you want to accept, you want to adopt additional Chumras during Ases Yimei Tshuva. Don't be like Gedalia ben Achikam, as the Messias Yisharim explained it. Don't accept Chumras that could lead to Chas V'Sholom, could lead to people dying. It could lead to Gechel Shel Yisrael, the last embers being extinguished. You have to keep a careful balance, make a careful cheshbon, bo cheshbon, about the type of chumrah that we accept and those chumras that we should not adopt. So I think these are some of the lessons that are worth focusing on during Aseret Yemei Tshuva on this day of Tzom Gedalia. Kol Tov.